Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The renewable energy sector is evolving rapidly, and with that evolution comes a new class of risks that are more complex, interconnected, and data dependent than ever before. Trends like the rising frequency of extreme weather events, increased operational complexity, and the growing reliance on battery storage are reshaping how insurers must evaluate and underwrite risk, according to KWH Analytics' latest solar risk assessment. For carriers and brokers, staying ahead means not just understanding these trends, but adapting their models, data strategies, and partnerships to respond with agility and accuracy. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the annual solar risk assessment is Jason Kaminsky, CEO of KWH Analytics. Jason, welcome. It's wonderful to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Lori. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Jason, what new and emerging risks are reshaping the renewable energy landscape for insurers today?
Yeah, perfect. Let's start there. So let's start with actually the importance of insurance to the renewable energy asset class and how it's maybe changed over the last 12 months. What we're seeing is that there's a lot more activity in the space around what we call resilient assets. So building assets for the physical environment in which they're located. And the challenge for a developer and owner of these facilities is that they're 40-year assets, and insurance has really moved to the top one or two operating expenses. And they're looking for stability in their financial forecasts. And there's actually been a lot of volatility over the last 4 or 5 years over that. And a way to get towards that is resilient assets. And the solar risk assessment is an annual report we put out. This is the seventh annual one that was just published. And one of the findings in that report that we share at KWH is that hail continues to have an outsized impact in our space. So it's actually only 6% of claims in our industry data set, but 73% of the loss. And the interesting thing about it is, at least for the solar industry, we often think of that as a Texas issue. There's a lot of solar that's moved into Texas, but our data shows that actually 19% of those hail-related losses are in North Carolina, and there's a lot more outside of Texas than that. So what we're finding is that the need to think about this issue really expands, frankly, nationally, as we're building infrastructure in all sorts of different regions, being thoughtful for the environment in which they're built. Now, the good news is there's another engineering firm that contributed to the solar risk assessment called VDE, and they found that if you take protective measures, that you actually put the solar equipment into a protective stow position, you can avoid a lot of the losses that I'd say the non-defense-oriented systems received. So we're finding a lot of innovation in the space and ways to install and operate much more resilient assets, which is hugely important as we look forward to the future of the industry.
Where are the current data gaps in renewable energy underwriting, and how can the industry work together to close those gaps?
Yeah, so one of the key reasons we put out the solar risk assessment is to identify what risks are emerging in the industry and what data we should collect to understand how to overcome those risks. Outside of that, we also are pretty creative in the way that we can use data from other sources to help inform underwriting. So maybe I'll use an analogy to segue into solar. In the auto space, a lot of people are looking at IoT devices or other ways to determine what are the behaviors our customer has taken in order to better underwrite an insurance policy for them. We're doing the same thing actually with hail. So we have a new submission form, a supplement form to for our clients that allows us to go access historic information from third-party vendors about how they're monitoring for this, how they've stowed in the past, how that have intersected with prior events as an input into underwriting. So the data is out there. It's not always available at our fingertips for a submission or even at our clients knowing how to present it to an insurance carrier. And we're really pushing the industry ahead to say, if the data is there, let us work with the various partners that have it and bring that into our underwriting to be able to use that to give you a more stably priced and frankly better structured insurance policy.
Customize your data experience.
BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
As renewable energy becomes central to our grid, Jason, how can insurers contribute to building the kind of resilience that requires collaboration across the entire value chain?
Yeah, resilient grid is something we think a lot about. And, you know, I saw this stat recently that in actually March of this year, 2025, fossil fuels for the first time accounted for less than 50% of the electricity generated in the U.S. for the first month on record, first time that's ever happened. Renewables, or at least solar and wind is a part of that, were almost a quarter. So the idea that, you know, solar and wind are still nascent industries are, I'd say, no longer quite the case. We are becoming a material influence on the resiliency of the grid. You know, another recent example of things we've done here to really help influence resilient builds of infrastructure on the grid is we collaborated recently with a broker and a municipal utility in Arkansas and a vendor, the racking vendor, to say, if you do a software upgrade that allows you to basically control your facility in a more protective way, we'll offer you a better form of coverage, actually a lower deductible. The client got a better, more resilient asset that could actually automatically stow for some of those weather events. And the vendor in that case got a software upgrade fee. So it's really a unique win-win-win, but the reason I get excited about it is that we as the representative, we're an MGA, right? But as the representative of the insurance industry, we're really able to strongly influence the quality of the underlying asset. I think that's the first of many of those types of collaborations we'll see to continue to help our clients really operate better facilities.
Wonderful. Jason, what types of metrics or standards do insurers need to build more accurate models and support risk mitigation in renewable energy projects?
Yeah, if I get back now to the solar risk assessment, which is a report of 16 articles from, I'd say, various experts throughout the industry. One of the themes we're seeing in renewables is much more data-driven underwriting. That's really where KWH as a company grew up and where we spend a lot of our time and effort. And we complement historical loss data with more recently physics-based models. And there's a lot of research and innovation in that space. And one of the articles in our report shows that also you need to validate those physics-based models with real-world tests. And Groundwork Renewables, another research group, showed that you can have up to a 20% difference between what a physics-based model would suggest and what is shown in a lab or out in the field. So continuing to bring in some of the, you know, it's still a pretty new industry where you have 15 years of really, I'd say, robust industry here in the US. So complementing what's happening and has happened out in the field for these assets that exist with really some of this groundbreaking research allows insurers to build these more accurate models and risk mitigation. You know, the other one I'll just touch on briefly is there was a recent article in here in the solar risk assessment about cyber risk. It's the first time we covered cyber risk in the SRA, and we're seeing a lot more, I'd say, grid access points or internet connected access points into this infrastructure. I think that's an emerging risk class. We haven't seen a lot of that yet in the solar space, but it's certainly something we're keeping an eye on.
We're certainly seeing a rise of risks like you just spoke about, like cyber risk, also extreme weather, operational disruptions, and battery storage challenges. How are you helping clients identify and quantify risks such as those? And how can insurers use these insights to improve their risk models?
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind about the renewable energy industry is that culturally, we've been a low-cost industry. Every effort has been to drive out the lowest cost electron possible. And only recently has the industry begun to think about investing in investing in CapEx to lower some of the OpEx, right? Investing in physical hardening of their infrastructure to then get that response and that benefit from really the insurance community. And that is where we do think data, data-driven models, conviction in the quality of the underlying asset and not, you know, reacting or overreacting to recent loss events is able to help insurers really send those signals and send that messaging back to our clients that if you take a good decision and you invest in this good infrastructure, you will benefit over, again, these are 20, 30 year asset life pieces of infrastructure. So, you know, we spend a lot of time collaborating with brokers, collaborating with end clients, sharing information and feedback, and it really is all hands on deck effort to, you know, help improve the quality of the infrastructure on the ground.
Jason, looking ahead, what role will insurance play in supporting innovation and long-term investment in renewable energy infrastructure?
Yeah, I think this is a good opportunity to speak about, you know, the broader insurance industry lens. I mean, renewables is certainly a specialty segment, and it's where I spend and our company spends all day living and breathing and thinking. But these extreme weather risks and impacts on infrastructure, impacts on lenders, impacts on, call it, equity infrastructure investors, you know, we are part of a broader energy ecosystem, which is part of a broader property and infrastructure ecosystem. And I just think that there's a lot of opportunity here. The insurance industry is really the tip of the spear in thinking about many of these risks and taking the lessons learned we have in insurance and solar about things like hail and applying those into other segments. There's a lot we know as an industry to really help our clients be better managers of their risk. And I'm excited about the opportunities that lie ahead.
Jason, this has been so interesting, so insightful. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much, Lori. Pleasure to be here.
That was KWH Analytics CEO Jason Kaminsky. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.